Several conditions are required for the dividend discount model to be used. First, the growth rate must always be less than the expected rate of return. Otherwise, the result would be negative and not make sense. Also, this model is not appropriate unless growth is expected to be constant. Thus, it should not be used for newer firms and only for older, more mature companies. Also note that D1 represents a future dividend which will be received at the end of the year. If a problem states that a stock just paid a dividend, then it must be increased by the growth rate to calculate D1. It is important to pay close attention to the wording of these types of problems.